USA Radio, your news now.
It's 6 o'clock. Be careful on your way home tonight. The roads are still wet. I'm Emily Santos, Say News. A man was rushed to a hospital only moments ago after being rescued from the Don River. Toronto EMS said the man fell into the water around 5 p.m., just east of Riverdale Farm. The man's injuries were described as non-life-threatening. However, it's still not clear how he ended up in the icy water. Fire crews had to battle a two-alarm blaze at a house near Royal York and Queensway early this afternoon. They arrived on scene at around 4:30 p.m. after reports of blazing smoke from an attic's home. A neighbor also said the homeowner wasn't home, but the dogs were inside at the time. Prime Minister Stephen Harper hoped for a resolution in the war of words between his finance minister and Ontario Premier Dalton McGuinty. Harper and McGuinty issued a joint statement today outlining that there will be over $700 million of new federal funding to improve public transit, hire more police officers, as well as help workers in industries that have been hit hard by the soaring loonie. Four Greenpeace activists were arrested in the Eaton Centre after attempting to open a huge 100-foot-long banner in the mall. The message read, Sears, Best Buy, Indigo Books, Toys R Us, Canadian Tire, and Kleenex equals boreal forest destruction. Greenpeace protesting several companies in the mall that they claim use pulp and paper from boreal forests to produce things like toilet paper and flyers. Canadian Tire has stopped production of its paper catalog, and they are blaming the internet. The retailer said the catalog is no longer useful because most customers prefer browsing online. Canadian Tire still doesn't know how much they will save by discontinuing the catalog, but the savings will be used to upgrade their website and improve customer communications. And Seneca's SCA Media Awards are coming up. The 2008 awards show is taking place on April 16th, and it is supposed to be a memorable one. It will be held at the Sandra Fair Theatre on the York University campus. Nominees have not been announced yet, but the doors do open at 7:30, and you can check the York University website for more ticket info. Sports and weather are next on Say Radio.
But as Mary Bueno sees, sometimes your friend will not always get to the places that they're meant to be. In May of 2007, Mary faced a crime so close to her home and her heart. 15-year-old Jordan Manners was slain at C.W. Jeffries Collegiate. He was only 15 years old.
What happened was the fire, they said that there's like an abandoned plaza across the street from C.W. Jeffries, and the public, and they were having firecracker wars. It happens all over North York, and they were just playing around, and I guess Jordan, he set off a firecracker at the wrong person at the wrong time. So then after lunch and whatever, Jordan went to the bathroom, supposedly, and the guy was like, he held out a gun. He's like, oh, Jordan, do you want to experience what a real firecracker feels like? And then he held the gun up to his chest, and then the trigger went off.
It almost seems impossible to get help when you really need it. A report filed by the Canadian Institute for Health found that in 2005, half of all patients admitted into hospitals waited almost 2 hours for a bed. On average, Canadians make 14 million visits to the ER, and only 1 million are admitted. Dr. Michael Skull, an emergency department physician at Sunnybrook Hospital, said that the organization of inpatient services and access to care beyond the hospital's wall can affect how long patients wait for beds. I'm Emily Santos, Say Radio News.
Tonight I have the pleasure of sitting down with aspiring musician Dylan Hayden.
From my earliest memories as a child, I always remember I used to live with my grandpa, and he used to have this big 8-track player, and he always used to play the Muppet Movie soundtrack, and he always used to play the Rainbow Connection.
So Dylan, since For Once in My Life is your favorite song to sing, and you have sang it in competitions before, do you mind maybe singing a little bit of it for us tonight?
I don't see why not. Oh, once in my life, I got someone who needs me. someone I needed for so long. For once, unafraid, I can go where life leads me, and somehow I know I'll be strong.
It's late now, and Lisa's waiting, just waiting for the call. Has she received enough votes? You can tell from her body language and her actions that she's really tense. She's sitting on her dorm room floor with her cell phone right beside her, and she's biting her nails as she waits very, very nervously.
Hello?
Yes, this is she. Wow, really? Oh, I'm so excited. This means so much to me. You have no idea. Okay, so Sunday first is our first meeting. Okay. All right, thank you so much. Have a good night. Hey, guys, I won the election. Oh my God, I'm so excited. This is so exciting. It's amazing.
Wow.
I won the election. I won the election.
How do you feel now that you won?
I'm really excited, first of all, but I also feel like I've accomplished something that I've wanted to accomplish for a long time.